Matthew chapter 16. The Pharisees, also with the Sadducees, came and, tempting, desired him that he should show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said to them, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red.' And in the morning, 'It will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering.' You hypocrites! You can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah." And he left them and departed. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Yeshua said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It's because we've taken no bread." Which, when Yeshua perceived it, he said to them, "You of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Don't you yet understand? Neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000s and how many baskets you took up, neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up there? How is it that you don't understand that I spoke it not to you concerning bread, that you should be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees?" Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Then Yeshua came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Well, some say that you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living Elohim." And Yeshua answered and said unto him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood is not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my assembly, and the gates of the grave shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Yeshua the Messiah. From that time forth began Yeshua to show to his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem, and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from you, Master, this shall not be unto you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you do not savor the things that be of Elohim, but those that be of men." Then said Yeshua to his disciples, "If any will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his stake and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the majesty of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say to you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death, till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." End of chapter.